It's bounce back week for the Philadelphia Eagles with the Chicago Bears coming to town. Hello, everyone. We welcome you into the studio. Dave Spadaro, joined by former Eagles pro bowler, current WIP Sports Radio host. We know him. Ike Reese. We love him. Yeah. Also, the co-host of the Game Plan Show. And it is all about the bounce back. And you've been there. You've played a poor game one week, and you've had everybody coming down hard on you the next week. How do you bounce back?
Well, first you got to be, you know, you got to be honest with yourself. You know, you didn't go out there and play your best football. You realize that you can play better. You look at the film with a critical eye. It's a lot easier to coach guys after a loss than it is after a win. So I think this will be great teaching film for Billy Davis, for Pat Shurmur, for Chip Kelly to coach these guys up. Because when you're on a five-game winning streak, most guys think they're doing everything right. So you have a game like this, and the coaches won't have a problem getting through the little small things that they need the players to pay attention to. And I think this is a veteran enough team that they'll know how to handle this. Guys like D'Amico Ryans, Shady McCoy, those guys have been around Todd Harriman's. You know, they know what it's like to be a pro. They've experienced defeat in their past. They know how to come back from this. I expect the Eagles to bounce back this
Everybody's week. Looking at this matchup, the Bears offense against the Eagles defense, which Matt Castle really took it to them on Sunday. You know, it really was eye-opening, and they went after the secondary. They went after the safeties, and the cornerbacks struggled. And so all of those players are kind of on alert this week. And then all of a sudden you got Brandon Marshall, Alshon Jeffrey, and Martellus Bennett and Earl Bennett coming into town. Like, so from a, hey, psyche, let's go. But physically, it's a bigger challenge. Physically and literally.
Yeah, I mean, this may be, since the Denver Broncos, the best receiving core they faced. I mean, Alshon Jeffries has emerged. He's probably going to the Pro Bowl this year. You're talking about Martellus Bennett, who's also 6'6 at the tight end position. And we know about Brandon Marshall. Not only are these guys big, they're physical. They love playing physical. But the one thing I like about this Eagles team is that they're not going to allow you to push them around. You know, they have pride. They're going to come out. They're going to come out and play their best game. I think they'll accept the challenge. I think they're looking forward to the challenge. Part of the problem with that Minnesota game is it lacked star power. So as a pro, you sort of like
– you let down.
Yeah, you let your guard down. It's just human nature. I think with the stars that are coming in here this week, I think that it's on national television. These guys will be ready to play this week. They'll step up to the plate.
Like, how do you see the NFC East? As we sit here right now, we've got the Redskins hosting the Cowboys. Obviously, that impacts – the Eagles and the Bears.
Yeah, I think it's the Eagles' division to lose. I really do. I think they're the best football team in the division. Their quarterback is playing, I should say our quarterback is playing better than any other quarterback in this division. I think the Cowboys, after that loss Sunday, will be difficult to come back from. And let's face it, they're playing the Redskins this weekend, their true rival, at home. I expect Kirk Cousins and the Redskins to beat the Cowboys. Yeah. Should I even mention the Giants? Yeah, are they even worthy of mentioning?
No, they're not mentioning. But it's interesting. You think the Cowboys, it'll be difficult emotionally for them to come back.
I really do. I really do. I think it's a lot of stuff going on, a lot of uncertainty down there in Dallas, whether or not the coach will be back at the end of the season. There's certainly questions about the quarterback and whether or not how much faith that team has in him. You know, and that's going to be difficult to come back from after being blown out against Chicago on Sunday night or Monday night and then giving up a 23-point lead at halftime at home. I would find that very emotionally difficult to come back from. I think the division is the Eagles to lose.
On the other hand, this is a young team here. First time that this group as a whole has been in this position.
Yeah.
How do they handle the chance to clinch in these last 2 weeks? I mean, you got to close it out.
Yeah, and that's it's one thing to be prepared to do this. It's one thing to go into the game with the intentions of playing well. But guess what? They have a difficult opponent this weekend, the Chicago Bears. So they're going to have to be on top of their game. You know, they're going to have to get off the field on third down. I think they see the goal right in front of them, and that's to get back into the postseason. And that's what they want to do. It's a lot of great players on this Eagles team that really haven't had postseason success. And I think they want the opportunity to prove that they belong with the elite. I remember in 2000, day when it was our first run to the playoffs, we didn't know what to expect. We didn't understand. But, you know, we had the right leadership in place. I think Chip is that guy now. And I think they'll get back on track this weekend.
Yeah, rookie head coach here. Andy Reid was in his
second year. Yep.
Team was starting to learn to win. It's come a little quicker for Chip's team.
A little more talented than we were in 99.
Well,
at least offensively, anyway.
Speaking of offense, what's your predicted workload for LeSean McCoy?
Well, he should be fresh. I'm assuming he'll get 25 carries.
I mean, you got to ride your main man, right, the rest of the way here.
He's the best player on this team. I think the score got away from him last weekend, and sometimes when you're in the middle of a game, you can lose track of who's touched the ball, who hasn't touched the ball. And let's face it, Nick Foles was having success through the air. I mean, he threw for over 400 yards and 3 touchdowns. But that's this guy right here is the guy who's going to lead you to victory.
Yeah.
And I think you do a great job by giving him the ball. You're going to control the clock. You're going to keep that Bears offense off the field. It helps the team in total to get your ball to your best player. And this is arguably the best running back in football. You know, I think he'll get his touches this
Feed
week.
The beast.
Feed
I agree.
The beast.
Thank you, man. Thank you so much for joining us in studio here
Anytime.
On PhiladelphiaEagles.com.